Today, we're going to highlight some ways that taxes could potentially take a bite out of your retirement savings. We're going to offer some tips to help retirees navigate through tax season.
And now,
cover your assets with Logan Marcus.
Just when we thought it was safe to go back in the water, we're going to talk taxes today. Now, actually, it's something that we really need to consider through the year, and that is how Logan is opening the show today. Cover your assets with Logan Marcus. Logan is partner and chief investment officer at Sun Valley Advisory, helping people with retirement in the Valley. Yeah, I mean, we need to think about taxes all the time and not just that 12-month look back every April.
Well, yeah, we also need to think about whether we're talking about retirement or we're just talking about life. We need to think about tax ramifications on any account that we're looking at, not only accumulating, but also decumulating, because mm-hmm. there is an art to when we're going to withdraw from those accounts. So it's important to always be mindful about taxes, even if it's not April 15th.
Well, how does it work on withdrawals?
Well, when we're talking about, so if we're talking about specifically RMDs or Social Security, or even, you know, your annual salary, you're going to be taxed in different ways. So withdrawals, and we're talking about tax deferred from tax deferred accounts, are going to be taxed as ordinary income, not capital gains. So this is something to be aware of. So when you take your money out of your tax deferred account, so whether it's a traditional IRA, 401k, it's going to usually be taxable income. So when we talk about capital gains taxes, so that's going to be you invested into a brokerage account, you bought Apple when it was super low, now it's really high, you're selling it, you're going to get taxed on the gains. And usually that's somewhere between 0 and 20%. But here's the thing, your tax bracket could be higher than that. So it's not always a good thing that you're taxed as ordinary income for your withdrawals.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not much you can do about it, but you still have to pay taxes at your ordinary income tax rate. So couple caveats. With investments that you hold outside of a retirement account, a lot of people will tell you you benefit from having lower long-term capital gains taxes when you hold those items, those assets, for longer than a year. It's going to depend on your income. You may not owe any capital gains taxes on long-term profits, depending on what tax bracket you're in. All very important items to talk about, not only with your investment advisor when it comes to these retirement accounts, but of course your tax professional when it comes to how you are putting together managing your taxes in your estate as a whole.
I mean, so the game is to make sure you need to be aware that you don't do anything that would push you into a higher tax bracket.
Or if you are, to be aware of it so that you have a systematic approach as to how you are taking money out and being mindful of time frames. And, you know, some people and we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but if you're taking Social Security and you're working, not only can that put you in a higher tax bracket, but it could affect what portion of your Social Security is taxed, what that looks like. So it's not all a bad thing, right? I mean, making more money can be good. It can, obviously, we know more money, more problems and more taxes.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's like anything else, having the knowledge so that you know what to do and there's not any unforeseen circumstances that are going to cause you to have a large taxable event with a consequence.
So as you mentioned, Social Security is subject to taxation, and that is depending on your provisional income?
Well, yeah. So here's lots of really good information on SSA.gov, and we always tell people to go to SSA.gov. It does not matter what age you are currently, right? So we're looking at prospective benefits. It's just an estimate, right? It's not going to be actually calculated until you start taking those benefits. But what we're looking at, and you have to have earned a certain amount of income, paid into Social Security. So not if you work from home and you are a homemaker, you are likely not going to be eligible for Social Security if you did not have some other, career or job outside the home with income that you were paying into the Social Security Administration, right? So you go to SSA.gov and you can look at your specific circumstances. You can look at spousal support. You can look at, or you can look at different ages. So if you earn less than $25,000 as a single filer, you won't have to pay any taxes on your Social Security payouts. And some of these figures are subject to change. Some are constantly changing. So definitely go to SSA.gov and look. But here's the thing. If you withdraw enough money from your retirement savings to push you into the income above that level, so that would be, it's considered income. So if you're taking more, that would be considered taking, earning more income. You may owe up to taxes on 50% of your Social Security benefits. So, and then there's other amounts that trigger other milestones for that. So being aware of where you're at in your tax bracket, how much money you've taken out if you're still working, how much money you've earned. And for joint filers, there's different thresholds, but definitely you want to be aware of this. So make sure you are working with someone, both your CPA, your tax professional, and your investment advisor, who always has an eye towards taxes and how that's going to affect your bottom line when you start withdrawing from certain accounts, and also when you're thinking about taking Social Security.
Absolutely. And we've got some more tax considerations. Actually, we're going to get into some steps that you can take to counteract taxes. But first, how do you reach out to Logan and come talk about your overall financial fitness and what could be your plan for retirement? 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. So, Logan, what are some steps that we could do to counteract taxes as much as possible?
Well, it's when you're accumulating these funds as you go through your go years, a lot of people will tell you, you know, the tax deferred accounts, they're great ways to grow grow your money tax free and to also be able to have a tax break on what your income is that year, right? Because you're contributing to those accounts and that essentially comes off of your income for earning purposes when it comes to taxes. Now, of course, we know at the end of it, you get taxed when you start withdrawing those accounts. So a Roth, if you are eligible, might be a good way to start sort of counteracting the tax sting, if you will. Now, you can never avoid taxes. That's not what we're advocating. But with Roth, you are contributing with post-tax dollars, meaning you've already been taxed on that money. You're free and clear when you take that money out. We're not talking about any of the growth, right? So you won't get that tax deduction on your contributions, but those tax-free distributions, it's all a matter of planning. What are you looking to do? Now, it might be a benefit to have the Roth in addition to other accounts because we're talking about timing when we're withdrawing, right? So the other side of that coin is with you're building these Roth accounts, you're being very mindful about when you are taking distributions from those tax deferred accounts, because as we just said a moment ago, you are going to get taxed on those as you start withdrawing from them. So there is a timing plan you want to make sure someone has their eyes on. And if you're doing it yourself, don't forget about this integral portion of it, which is taxes. That's why we're highlighting this for the first segment today. So it doesn't hurt to ask is a really good adage, right? You never know unless you ask. Just because your employer is providing you with a 401k, it doesn't mean that they might not be open to a Roth as well.
Yeah.
So you can always ask. It's an additional pre-tax account. There are, you know, like a pension or a 401k, but the Roth being that post-tax that your employer might be open to creating for you. And then, of course, you want to ensure that the plan you have in place for taxation is rolling, right? You're taking money from your tax deferred account at this time. You're taking money from your already taxed account at this time, and it is not something where every time you need to take money out, you're guessing. This is, we say this, money needs a job. If it doesn't have a job, it gets lazy and underperforms. What is the job of this account? And when you know what it is, you won't be second guessing and just pulling from anywhere, possibly, having an adverse effect on your growth.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. You know, and look at RMDs. I mean, anything proactively we could do before we hit that age?
Well, I think what you can start to do and think about when it comes to RMDs is just being mindful about what RMDs are. And I think a lot of people, kind of think, oh, well, why are they making it? Well, because this money grew tax deferred and we know that the government wants its money. So this is their way of saying you are now mandated to take money out of these accounts that grew tax deferred. You'll be taxed on them. But here's the deal. You can do with that money what you want. And we're going to get into that later. But here's the thing. Being mindful that each account that grew tax deferred, and there's some exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, have their own element of RMDs. Now, those RMDs for each account needs to be calculated separately. However, and I've said this before many times on the show, you can take your aggregate RMD from any one of those accounts. It will suffice. They just need to be calculated separately. The government doesn't really care how they get their money. They want their money, right?
Right.
So let's just make sure. Because, you know, although the government lowered that penalty from 50% to 25, sometimes 10 if you pay, yada, yada, yada. It's like I before E except after C. But you don't want to be in a position where you're kind of doing that penalty thing. So being mindful of the RMDs is always a good place to be because you're operating from a place of knowledge.
I put an I before an E the other day, and autocorrect switched it and had the E.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did they screw up?
Maybe they did. You know, you heard that the person who invented autocorrect passed away, right?
I did not.
Well, no, and I'd like to take a moment to say may he rest in peace.
Oh, there you go.
I hadn't told that. Okay, it's time now to open the phones for a comprehensive review opportunity with Logan and the team.
That's right, and we are opening the phone lines for the first time today. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, we are offering a no-cost, no-obligation comprehensive review. This is going to indicate for us if you are in need of a full-blown financial plan. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. That information can be eye-opening, and it can cause you to make important changes. We're going to assess your asset allocation. Does it match your risk tolerance? Has that even been recalibrated in a while? My guess for many of you is no. We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be best to start taking those benefits. And if you're already taking those benefits, just what should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income plan using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we're offering to you. We're going to start with a phone call or you can come to our office in North Scottsdale. The team is standing by, ready to take your call and schedule you in. Pick up the phone. It'll be the best thing you do for your family today.
And it will be about you. And that does affect your family. 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. Again, 800-874-8380. What's up next, Logan?
When we come back, we'll go over some key ages to consider in the retirement planning process. Given that there have been more changes with the passage of different legislation, there are a few amendments you don't want to forget to include in your timeline.
Looking at key ages, those milestone ages in our lives. And we all know 16, 18, 21. Let's jump ahead a little bit to those who are entering the financial red zone. And some very significant ages to be aware of to not miss opportunities and also to be aware of to not get penalized. That's with Logan Marcus on Cover Your Assets. Logan is an attorney and also partner and chief investment officer with Sun Valley Advisory, helping people with retirement, guiding them there in the valley. So, Logan, a good age to start with, the age of 50. What's significant about 50?
Well, 50 allows for you to have that catch-up provision to add more to your contribution maximum. So the catch-up contributions for 401ks and other sponsored accounts used to be capped at 1,000, but the limit has gradually increased over the years. So what it allows you to do is add that extra amount. So the standard catch-up provision limit remains 7,500, but in 2025, we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but there's going to be other benefits for people above the age of 60. But at 50, it's significant because you do get to add more money for that contribution limit, which can always help with compounding interest. It's also a good time to start taking stock of where you are in the retirement process. Now, here's the thing. Some people are going to start the retirement process earlier. We've got just natural savers, and some people are going to start a little bit later, kind of closer to the retirement end zone and red zone, as we say. Neither is wrong, but at 50, it's usually a good time, if you are still working like many of us are and will be, to kind of take stock, see where you are. Definitely find that financial advisor that works for you, and always be maximizing when you can that catch-up provision.
Yeah, and that's when many people are entering that time in their life where they become empty nesters, and their salaries are higher than ever generally. So that's a good starting point for those catch-ups. What about 59 and a half? What's significant?
Well, 59 and a half to me has always just been such an arbitrary number, but this is the number the age that allows us to start taking withdrawal monies from those tax-deferred accounts, those IRAs and 401 account plans, without that 10% tax penalty. So what is great about this number is if you are still working into your 60s, you can take money out from your 401k, your IRA, without that penalty. Now, the thing about it is it allows you to move those accounts as well. So even if you are with your current plan or advisor and you are not happy with the management, or you don't like the diversification or lack thereof, you are able to move those accounts. So for a 401k with your employer, you can move it to an IRA where you'll have your own sort of ability to oversee that, have your investment advisor of your choice, not the investment advisor chosen by your company, to manage your account. So that's great. If you take it out earlier, you will likely have that 10% tax penalty. Now, the only thing about this, right, the caveat I want to say here is not for taking withdrawals, but for moving those accounts. There are some exceptions to the rule when you can move them, those accounts, before 59 and a half. Now, some are if you're terminated. There's all sorts of other caveats, but just something else good to know. 59 and a half is when you can start taking those tax-deferred withdrawals without a penalty.
And yeah, that's one of those opportunity ages that you need to be aware of. We've got more of these milestone ages coming up. But first, for someone who does keep up with, and even this changes over time, and we're going to get to one of those relatively new ages here, actually 3 years, in just a second. But Logan and the team keep up with this. 800-874-8380. And those they work with, they want to make sure they don't miss opportunities, and they definitely want to make sure that they don't get penalized. 800-874-8380. Well, you alluded to this. It came from the Secure Act 2.0, and it kicks off next year. It's actually another catch-up opportunity.
It is. And so in 2025, people between the ages of 60 and 63 years old will be eligible for a special catch-up contribution of either $10,000 or 150% of what the standard catch-up limit is for the year, whichever is greater. Now, Of course, they have to keep this language vague because it's going to keep changing. They're going to keep changing the goal line. So it's frustrating, but this is why you need people who speak this language, whether it's your tax professional, your investment advisor, who is focused on these retirement accounts and how they work and their little nuances. So again, in 2025, people between the ages of 60 and 63 will be eligible for this provision that allows for either the contribution of $10,000 or 150% of what the standard catch-up limit is for that year, whatever is greater. So that $10,000 limit will be adjusted for inflation annually starting in 2026. So this is interesting. And just as an example, let's just take the standard catch-up provision limit. Let's say it remained at $7,500 in 2025. So a person in their early 60s would be permitted to contribute an extra $11,250, right? Because that's going to be the $7,500 multiplied by 1.5, or the 150%. A little complicated, but here's the thing. This is a good thing. This is great. It allows you to, again, for those who feel like they might be behind the eight ball, although I don't subscribe to that because it's never too late, but it gives you kind of a leg up to be able to feel like you're able to make some more headway quicker. And the effective calendar date for this is after December 31st, 2024. So
right.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. So what about the age range of 62 to 70? What's significant there?
Well, we've got those buzzwords, social security benefits. Now, here's the thing. Just because you can start taking it at 62 doesn't mean you should, and it also doesn't mean you shouldn't. This social security is a very nuanced thing. You need to be aware and you need to be informed. It's very important to go onto SSA.gov. This is what we tell everybody who comes to see us, regardless of where they are in the process, right? So even I have gone onto SSA.gov. I know what my different expected projected benefits are at different ages now. Now, that's obviously going to change in the next 20 years, but it's just something, listen, you have a baseline with which to make decisions from and have some information. Now, here's the thing. If you start taking the benefits at 62, you're going to get roughly 30% less than you would at full retirement age, which we know that number varies based on when you're born. But for most people now, after a certain age, we're talking about 67. On the other hand, you will see that annual 8% increase, that COLA, for your benefit for every year after your full retirement age that you wait. So that would be between 67 and 70, with the cutoff being 70. But between 62 and 70, listen, it is a equation for which there is a solution. It's going to depend on a variety of factors. Are you married? Are you divorced? Is your former spouse living? Are you looking to get their Social Security? We're going to cover that a little bit later. And what does that look like? Go on to SSA.gov. There are a lot of factors on there, a lot of variables you can play around with. And again, it gives you knowledge.
It does. And that's a good thing to check if you set an appointment with Logan and the team before you even come in, because that's just one of the many things they'll talk to you about is maximizing your decisions. Our final age here is the age of 73. What is significant?
Thanks again to all the changes that keep happening. We've got 73 as the new RMD. So 73 is, as of 2023, January 1st, the new age for your requirement to start taking your withdrawals. Now, how that works is you are required to start taking those RMDs after April 1st. So after the year that you turn 73, and for every year thereafter, it's by December 31st. So that means some people will take two in 1 year the first year. You can take it early and you can avoid that, or you can take it twice in that year depending on when your birthday is. There's all sorts of caveats of when your birthday, if it's on January 1st or whatever. Either way, give us a call to go through your specific circumstances, because you don't want to mess this up. Here's the thing, we talked about it before. This is the government coming to say, we allowed you to grow your money tax deferred, and now we want our fair share. You cannot outrun it. You cannot avoid it. It doesn't. It's not prudent. Yes, it's time to pay the piper, and it's not prudent to avoid it. So here's the thing. It doesn't have to be painful. And it's something that, again, requires a strategy, requires timing. And so this age, again, we're going to change it again. It's going to be 75 years old in 2033. So we've got about 9 years till that time. But this is always something to be aware of. And I feel like people get super nervous about it. It's just baked into the cake. It's just another thing that we put on the calendar. And it's something that we take the burden off of you to assist you with it. And we'll work with your CPA to do that if you'd like us to.
And as you mentioned last segment, they did lower that draconian 50% penalty to 25 and 10 if acted on in a timely manner, possibly down to 10%. But you still owe the taxes
so
as
nice
well.
Of
that's
them.
Just penalty. Yeah, very
right,
nice.
Exactly. That's the cherry on top, and it's not the enjoyable. It's not the delicious type of cherry. It's a sour cherry that nobody
very sour.
Wants.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But it's avoidable, right? It's avoidable.
It is. And that's if you miss it. And another thing that's avoidable is the taxes. I mean, because that's something that they'll talk to you about is Roth strategies too, proactively. Another opportunity to claim a comprehensive review for yourself at no cost, no obligation.
And we are opening the phone lines to do just that. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, we are offering a no cost, no obligation comprehensive review. This is going to indicate for us if you are in need of a full-blown financial plan. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. That information can be eye-opening. We're going to do the assessment of your asset allocation. Does it match your risk tolerance? When was the last time it's been recalibrated? We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be most advantageous to start selecting those benefits. And if you are already doing so, what on earth should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income strategy using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we're offering to you free of charge. We're going to start with a phone call, or you can come into our office in North Scottsdale. The team is standing by to schedule you in. Don't bury your head in the sand. Pick up the phone. Promise it'll be the best thing you do for your family and your legacy today.
And that's to 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380, again, 800-874-8380, and at no cost, no obligation. We are not done. Much more to come. What's after the break, Logan?
When we come back, we'll offer some advice about planning for retirement you probably should take. However, most Americans don't. We've got the advice and the reasons we think it's worth following. Stick around and keep an open mind.
Good advice coming up that we probably all heard, but as Logan said, many Americans have did not follow the advice, and we've got the solutions from Logan Marcus in this segment of Cover Your Assets. Logan Marcus right here in the Valley, helping people in the Valley, and it's the area and now the longer phase of retirement in your financial life. Sun Valley Advisory, the firm. Logan Marcus is a double fiduciary, his attorney and partner and chief investment officer. Yeah, you know, we're going to go through some of the advice. Let's go ahead and start with this. And, you know, when we say this, you may say, well, I can't go back in time. But, you know, I think that starting early, and that's what it's going to be, start saving early. Whatever age you are, your early is now, today.
Right. I've said this so many times, too. But the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time to start is today.
Right.
Here's the thing. We can't lament that we didn't start or didn't do, or we could do that with so many things. It's exhausting, and we could just become completely paralyzed by that. The analysis paralysis and just lead to inaction. Let's move forward. Don't bury your head in the sand. As I said, let's start acting today. So here's the deal. I am Captain Obvious here. The reason why starting early is helpful is because you have more time. You have had the ability to possibly invest at a time where maybe you didn't have as many expenses. Maybe this is pre-kids, pre-marriage, pre-grandchildren, pre-big home, whatever it is, and that allowed you to benefit from compounding interest, which we know is a leading factor when it comes to growth. It is interest earned on interest, right? So it's like interest exponentially, right? Very cool. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. It doesn't mean you can't still benefit from compounding interest today. Now, here's the thing. Having extra time allows you to take more risks than you might have been able to at a different time in your life. Maybe you had higher returns, you missed out on different highs, but that means you didn't, you know, you were safe from certain lows. So let's just take a positive spin and know that it doesn't prevent us from having some growth if we haven't started or early or haven't achieved as much that we think we should have. So failing to start, it can lead to a delay in your retirement. But here's the thing. If you continue to delay because you're upset about some arbitrary number that you think you should have, you are only going to continue delaying that. So let's start early so that we have those savings that we don't outlive for the rest of our life.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, and that's strategic. And so is this. As you're working towards retirement, if you're not there yet, set retirement goals. What should some of those goals be?
Well, your retirement goals have to be what it is that you are looking to achieve. This is something we cannot help you with right off the bat. We ask people, what are you looking to do? That's something only you can tell us. Now, we're in the business of helping you create the dreams that you want, the life that you want, and to live the retirement you deserve. But that has to start with the seed of what it is that you have been thinking about doing in retirement. Now, you guys have all heard me say so many times, I am not a proponent of living small in retirement. I don't believe that we've worked our entire lives to then have to penny pinch at the time we're supposed to be enjoying ourselves the most, right? Enjoying the fruits of our labor, enjoying watching our children grow families. But here's the thing. In order to get anywhere in life, whether you get into your car and you have a final destination, you're going to the supermarket, you are starting at a point A and you have a point B, you cannot possibly know where to go for your point B if you do not have your point A. So taking stock of where you are and then setting your goals, that is just a realistic place to start. And that's what we help people do all the time. So set your goals so you know exactly where you want to go. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to stray or have a fork in the road. But here's the deal. If you can always keep your eyes on that North Star, you'll be able to figure out how to get back there. And that's part of what we do to keep you on that path towards your goals.
Absolutely. Stay on track. Get on track and stay there. I think we had a Will Rogers quote, and that's even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. So you got to stay on track as well. We've got some more good tips from Logan coming up. But first, these are strategies, and many of these are common sense strategies, and they'll dig even deeper when they work with you and even when they meet with you to give you a glimpse of what your retirement could be in a custom sense from a fiduciary firm. 800-874-8380. 800-874-8380. Well, we can file this, of course, under no-brainer. If your company offers a match, at least contribute to that.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I understand the concept of people saying, oh, well, it's the least you could do for me. You don't provide me this or you don't provide me that. Here's the thing. We've all been there and have had differing feelings for our employers, but let's just be very clear.
I always say, you took the job. They didn't make you take it.
Right, you know? Exactly. I mean, this is not indentured servitude, right? You have choices. You can leave or you can do something else. But here's what I want you to reframe your thought process on this. This is free money. It's money you did not have before, and it's money that your employer does not have to provide. So taking advantage is a no-brainer to me. And here's the thing, it provides you with the highest employer contribution when you max it out and you allow for that benefit because it's what you didn't have that before, right? So it's free money for retirement savings, and let's think of it like that. So let's combine that on, you know, like you have people who say, all right, well, there's a certain number that's attributed to your employer providing you with benefits. All right, let's say it's $10,000 a year added to your salary for a health, you know, your insurance suite, whatever it is. You can look at this as the same way. It is a benefit that is not required that your employer is providing to you, and take advantage of it.
Here's a tip that's not necessarily financial, but certainly tied in with something Logan deals with a lot, and that's the longevity of today, and that is stay in good health.
Right. Here's the thing. This is kind of like, we also, another no-brainer, exercise. We want to look at the past and use it as a indicator for the future, but not as the entire picture, meaning we are going to take into account family history, genetics, things like that, that help us to get a bit of information that will determine what we might be looking towards. Now, that's just to be aware. That doesn't mean that because your family has, you know, everybody died before the age of 40, that that's going to happen to you. Certainly not. But you're going to be aware of it if that's the case. So staying in good health physically, but also mentally, keep yourself busy. It's always good to be mindful of the fact that healthcare costs will be a burden regardless, and we cannot always account for upcoming health issues, right? A lot of times they are unforeseeable, they're emergent. Whatever it is, what you want to be able to plan for is that if you have an issue, that you not only have the funds saved to take care of that, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, but also that you're doing the very best you can to have the baseline so that anything that comes up, you can handle, and it's not going, you're not already in poor health and just adding on.
And even if we don't get to anything else, this in retirement of today is really good advice to strongly consider consulting a financial advisor about your retirement.
Well, here's the thing. You need to find somebody who meshes with your investment philosophy. And it's okay if you go into a meeting with a potential investment advisor and you don't know what your investment philosophy is. That's okay. Do you like the person? Do you think they have your best interest at heart? Here's the thing. Coming up with the goals for your retirement is your responsibility because we don't know what you're thinking. We don't know your situation until you tell us. It's then our goal to coach you and help you hold your hand throughout the process. That's up to and through retirement. Now, we say this on the show all the time, but you don't go to an attorney to set your broken bone, and you certainly don't go to a doctor to defend you in a murder trial, let's say.
It wouldn't be wise to.
Well, no, I mean, you could do it, but, you know, there's all sorts of problems, not only legislatively, logistically, whatever, morally. But if you really care about yourself and you're not sure that you have the knowledge level, investment experience, or really just the information to do it on your own, why would you do it on your own, right? So unless it's your profession, working with a financial advisor is a way to provide yourself with the insurance, if you will, that somebody else has your best interest at heart and they're paying attention to things that you might not even be aware of. So this is something you definitely don't want to underestimate how important it is to have a professional on your side who is watching your accounts, watching your portfolio from a 360-degree view, and that's their job.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's exactly what Logan does, Logan and the team. And if you would like to see what that process could be like, even get a glimpse of what your retirement plan could be, and as fiduciaries, the strategies that they recommend that they feel are in your best interest following that fiduciary duty, an opportunity exists now to claim for yourself a comprehensive review at no cost, no obligation.
And we are opening the phone lines for the third time today. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, we are offering that no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review. This is going to indicate for us if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. We're going to check those statements. Does your asset allocation match your risk tolerance? Has that even been recalibrated in a while? My guess is no, and it should constantly be monitored. We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be advantageous to start taking those benefits. And if you are already taking them, just what should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income strategy using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we are offering to you. We're going to start with a phone call, or you can come to our office in North Scottsdale, pick up the phone. Our team is standing by. I promise it'll be the best thing you do for your family and your legacy today.
800-874-8380, 800-874-8380. Now, on the show so far today, we've talked about taxes and the need to get strategic, really not and of course, we have to look back the last 12 months every year, but start looking forward in tax strategies. We've looked at significant ages in your retirement life, and that includes pre-retirement, the financial red zone, opportunities that exist there. We've looked at good tips, as in this segment, on getting strategic and that journey to retirement. They're going to talk to you about all of that as it applies to you and building income in your retirement and protective measures and Social Security maximization and much more. 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380 at no cost, no obligation for this review. Logan, we are not done. We have another segment here left on the show. What are we into?
Well, don't go anywhere, guys, because this is our favorite portion of the show where we answer our loyal listeners' questions that they have sent in to us. And don't go anywhere because you might hear yours answered just after this.
People have concerns. Well, we have concerns in our lives in many areas, certainly financially, and certainly if you're nearing retirement. It's new territory, retirement. Now a longer territory, a longer journey, given longevity. So Logan is here to address concerns, to answer questions on the show, as she will with you when you meet with her. And that is a phone call to make it happen. 800-874-8380. It's Q&A with Logan Marcus on Cover Your Assets. Logan, partner, chief investment officer with Sun Valley Advisory. We're going to kick it off, Logan, with a question from Charlie in Peoria. He's saying he's trying to look for ways to protect his portfolio. He says, I know the adage, diversify, 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 but what does that actually mean? And how do I go about diversifying to protect my investments in volatile markets?
Well, the point of diversifying is that you don't have to have your entire portfolio be affected by a downturn or by a political issue or by a war or anything like that. So we're talking about diversifying. If you have a good advisor, you'll have different asset classes amongst different industries. And that way you can have, as I've said before, the seesaw, it moves like a seesaw, but it doesn't have all of your eggs in one basket to the point where at any given time, if you're down everywhere. So you want to mitigate your risk by compensating for losses in one area with gains in another. And there is a art to this. It is strategic. And ensuring that you're diversified allows for you to have that kind of freedom where you don't worry about every single move. So some ways to diversify in a volatile market: invest regularly, right? So this is a way to not have to worry about the little bumps along the way of market ups and downs, and being mindful, as we've talked about many times, that whatever you have invested in the market, it's a crapshoot, if you will. So whatever it is, you need to be aware that you need to assess. If you've got a very emotional reaction to what's happening, you might be too hot in the market, or you might not be in the proper investment vehicles for your risk tolerance. Having your portfolio rebalanced. Now, there's certain things for this. We're looking at asset allocation. We're looking at different classes, again, that are going to move differently. They're not correlated, is what it's called. Now, you don't want to rebalance your portfolio too often to the point where you're not getting to benefit from certain gains, but that's where a professional comes in. You want to avoid timing the market. It's a fool's errand, as we've talked about. But most importantly, determine your risk tolerance. When I say, has that been recalibrated in a while, what I mean is, have we taken into account that your age has changed, your circumstances have changed, your family circumstances have changed? All of those things require at least, maybe not a recalibration, but at least eyes on your risk tolerance. And when we're looking at, does that match your asset allocation? Are you too hot in the market? Are you not hot enough? Are you feeling a little bit riskier about this portion of money that you've allocated to be available if in case you lose it all? So the thing is, there's a lot of things that you can do, but most important, find a good advisor who meshes with your investment strategy. And diversification does not mean you have 100 different tech stocks. It means you are in different asset classes across different industries and allows for there to be an ebb and flow in your portfolio where you don't have to watch the green and red minute by minute.
And Charlie, examining your portfolio to see if it is truly diversified, and if not, suggesting steps and strategies. It's just one thing that comes with that comprehensive review. 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380. Peggy in Levine, I'm 58 and I'm currently going through a divorce. Now, my husband has usually handled all of our savings and investments, so I am a little nervous about how to handle things myself, even though I'll be getting a substantial sum of money from the divorce. How should I go about getting set up on my own, financially speaking?
Well, Peggy, here's the thing. You are not alone. Couple of questions. Are you still working? Do you have other means to kind of focus on, or are we focusing on the substantial sum you're getting from the divorce, which is great? Now, what are you looking to do with that? If you are still working, we'll need to know your income. What are your investments, right? So I understand your husband usually handled all of that. But when we talk about the divorce, we're going to want to see what is it, even on from a projected standpoint, of what you're looking to get in the divorce, so we know what we're working with. Now, also, we don't want to focus too much on that. If you have other assets or if you are still working, then we're going to focus on moving forward with what you have and what we know you have instead of what's going on with the divorce, right? So what we really do is we educate our clients. We work through education. So financial independence is a huge thing. Also, you're not alone. You are in a very common situation. Now, a lot of people, as they're getting older, go through divorces. And here's the thing. You're going to have to learn how to manage your money and budget at a time where you haven't been doing that for a very long time. And that's okay. We will work on helping you figure out how to do that by putting together a budget, figuring out what your monthly, your weekly budget is and how you can utilize that to move forward with your assets, either that you're getting the divorce and what you currently have. So don't worry about it. Give us a call. We'll help you through that.
Absolutely. And really, it's as easy as 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380. Here's Dave in Cave Creek. I'd like to invest in the cannabis industry. Now, I have five stocks picked out. These five just happen to be listed in an exchange-traded fund. Is it better to invest in the stocks individually or in the ETF, which covers all the stocks in which I'd like to invest?
Well, so here's the thing. Why are we looking into cannabis alone? So here's the thing. I'd want to know what are your other investments, right? Because it's a pretty speculative market. So I'd want to know how much money we're talking about. So depending on the industry, the volatility, ETFs might be better at minimizing company-specific risks. So instead of going these five specific stocks, you might be able to manage that company-specific risk, especially in a speculative market, as I said, in the ETF, because it's bundled, right? So it takes little investing expertise to invest in ETFs and earn high returns at times, right? So it can kind of just be like, oops, I did really well. I didn't even intend to. But here's the thing. You don't have as much control in the ETF like a mutual fund that you would with the individual stocks depending. But again, I'd want to know kind of why are we focused on cannabis because of that speculative nature. I'm not saying it's bad or good. What is your other investment situation? What other investments do you have? How much of a portion of your entire portfolio are we looking to invest? But give us a call. We can help talk you through what the best options might be for you, given your age. We don't have your age, your situation, all of that good stuff. So Dave, give us a call. We'll look forward to speaking with you.
Back to that need to being properly diversified, 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380. And it's Ann in Scottsdale. My ex-husband and I were married 25 years before we divorced. He passed away this year. He was 68 and I'm 68 as well. My concern is, how is Social Security affected? Will I still be entitled to half of his Social Security even though he passed away?
Well, so here's the thing, Ann. Sorry. First of all, I'm sorry to hear about his passing. I understand that you guys have been divorced, but still a loss. So like everything else with Social Security, there are nuances. So one of the things I'm going to ask is, are you remarried? So here's the thing with that. If you are remarried, you cannot collect unless your second marriage, so you cannot collect the Social Security of your ex-husband who's deceased, unless your second marriage, this marriage, ended in an annulment, death, or divorce. So you also have to be 62 for everybody out there. Now, Anne, I understand you're 68, but for anybody who has a different situation where you're younger, you have to be 62, and you have to have been married to the spouse in question for at least 10 years. So in that respect, sounds like you pass those tests. You were married for more than 10 years, and if you're not married, then yes, absolutely, you can collect your ex-husband's benefits. Now, here's the thing a lot of people ask. Well, he's married. Does that affect his wife or his widow, whatever that looks like? What happens for you does not happen or affect anybody else, meaning the current spouse of your ex-husband will still be eligible to receive what that person is eligible to receive, regardless of what you're receiving. It is not you're taking a benefit and that's taking away from someone else. So don't worry about that. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be the greater of the two. So if your individual Social Security benefits are greater than they would be if you took your spouse's, either ex-spouse, current spouse, deceased spouse, then it's going to be the greater of the two. But give us a call, because here's the thing. Once you reach full retirement age, you can elect to receive only the divorced spouse benefits and delay benefits on your own record, which may mean a higher monthly amount for you. So here's the thing. You can apply for benefits on your former spouse's record, even if they have not retired, as long as you've been divorced at least 2 years before applying. So sounds for you like that might be an option. I don't know when you divorced, but give us a call. And as you can tell, everybody listening, it's a very nuanced and complicated situation with very easy solutions. But let us do the work for you so you don't have to. Give us a call.
And that's what they do. Their goal is to help take a lot of that mystery out of retirement planning. So, and you can call too, because this is another opportunity to schedule a comprehensive review at no cost and no obligation.
And we are opening the phone lines for the last time today. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review that we are offering to you. We're going to start with a phone call, or you can come to our office in North Scottsdale. First, we're going to look at your statements and help you figure out what it's costing you to work with your current plan or advisor. That information can be eye-opening and can lead to change. We're going to assess your asset allocation. Does it match your risk tolerance? When was the last time that's been recalibrated? We're going to do a deep dive on Social Security and help you figure out when it might be advantageous to start electing those benefits. And if you're already electing them, just what should you do with them? And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income strategy using techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of retirement planning for you. So for all those who call in the next 30 minutes, no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review we are offering to you. Give us a call. The team is standing by, ready to schedule you in. You don't have to go this alone. Stop burying your head in the sand. Pick up the phone today. I promise it'll be the best thing you do for your family and your legacy today.
And 800-874-8380, 800-874-8380. It is a comprehensive review and offered here at no cost, no obligation if you pick up the phone and claim yours. 800-874-8380. We're back next week to do this all over again. Have a great week ahead. We'll see you next week with Logan Marcus and Cover Your Assets.
Logan Marcus is an investment advisor representative offering investment advisory services through Sun Valley Advisory. During the show, Logan Marcus provides general information and not individually targeted personalized advice and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any of these products or services. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Sun Valley Wealth. By contacting Sun Valley Wealth, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented.